Hey, welcome to this week's 2 Corinthians podcast. Today, this is Vicki Durr, and I'm joined by
Hillary Madison.
And we are reading from 2 Corinthians 11, 7 through 15. I will go ahead and read that. Was I wrong when I humbled myself and honored you by preaching God's good news to you without expecting anything in return? I robbed other churches by accepting their contributions so I could serve you at no cost. And when I was with you and didn't have enough to live on, I did not become a financial burden to anyone. For the brothers who came from Macedonia brought me all that I needed. I have never been a burden to you, and I never will be. As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, no one in all of Greece will ever stop me from boasting about this. Why? Because I don't love you? God knows that I do. But I will continue doing what I have always done. This will undercut those who are looking for an opportunity to boast that their work is just like ours. These people are false apostles. They are deceitful workers who disguise themselves as apostles of Christ. But I'm not surprised. Even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. So it is no wonder that his servants also disguise themselves as servants of righteousness. In the end, they will get the punishment their wicked deeds deserve. Okay, before we move on, I just need us to read this from the message because Paul is kind of funny here. So I just have to read this.
That's always good.
It is always
good.
It's
worth it. Definitely worth a read.
Okay, here is what the message says, verse 12 through 15. I'm giving nobody grounds for lumping me in with those money-grubbing preachers vaunting themselves as something special. They're a sorry bunch, pseudo-apostles, lying preachers, crooked workers posing as Christ's agents, but sham to the core. What do you think, Hillary?
I don't know. For one thing, I really love how the Steves have been giving the context of this.
Yes. So helpful.
Right. And so you know where he's coming from. It gives you a better idea of the tone and what it would have meant to these guys to have heard this read to them. I really appreciate that. But yeah, the notion that the apostles are clearly false. I know. I kind of like the word shiny.
Like, yes.
So they become popular as apostles because, you know, they're shiny and people are attracted to shiny things, shiny, slick mannerisms or articulation or appearance or whatever.
Yeah. Sometimes I think we could afford a little bit more shiny, but
sometimes I'm talking about a false shiny.
Yeah. Right. But
where
for
it's
the
just
most
a,
part,
a veneer. It's, yeah. It's like,
let's just be dull.
It's just, no, not being
I'm
dull.
I'm only joking.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's like just, putting on some cloak of shininess to disguise the fact that you're actually false.
Yeah.
You know, dazzling them with the shine or whatever.
Exactly.
So I don't know. I mean, part of me thinks, well, were they, and I'm a little judgmental here, were they just these like kind of parasitic speakers looking to capitalize on this to
yes.
make a little bit of money?
You right.
Know? And if it had been any other religion, they would have done that too, just to capitalize on it. But I'm being judgmental.
It's
God
right.
only knows their hearts.
Yep. But you're being judgmental of shams. So
shams.
It's probably okay.
Yeah, yeah. I just don't want to be attributing motives to them if they were really not that rotten. But
okay,
who knows?
I guess.
Maybe they were, maybe they weren't. I don't know.
See, look at you. You're not really being that judgmental.
Oh, I'm just backpedaling. but what I love, though, is that Paul's so steadfast.
Yeah.
He doesn't feel, maybe he felt it, I don't know, but like pressure to up his game to become shiny like
yep.
them.
Yeah.
Not just well presented, I guess.
Right.
So he's not going to deviate and do that.
Yeah. Like he's staying true.
Yeah.
To what God's called him to do.
Yep.
I appreciate just his firmness. I will continue doing what I have always done with that mm-hmm. statement. But he's not going it alone. He still has the people in Macedonia helping support him. And it's not just about him doing it all.
No.
Which I appreciate.
No, and I think that's really necessary because in evaluating these preachers or whatever, as far as being falsely shiny or whatever, you really have to be discerning about what they're saying and yeah. and the whole package of it. And you can't figure that out in a vacuum of your own mind. And you
whoa,
know,
right?
And so it's good to make these decisions with prayer and in a community of people that you trust are honestly trying every day to follow and become more Christ-like every day to the best they can, picking right. themselves up when they screw up and continuing on.
Yeah.
You know, just to kind of gut check himself on this.
Yes.
Because again, like you were saying, just because somebody can look shiny doesn't mean that it's wrong. I was definitely speaking to a false shine here.
Yep.
But to discern that, it's so good to do that in trusted community.
Yeah. And I feel like Paul making that effort to remove the barrier of money.
Yeah.
Obviously, money can be so sensitive. Mm-hmm. And just that intentionality of like, oh, no, I'm removing this whole barrier.
Right.
That you can't even use against me.
Yeah, he's just neutralizing it. It's not even an aspect.
Right.
It's gone.
He was thoughtful about how he did it. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know. Sometimes I think I go through life and I just keep doing things and I don't always just stop and think intentionally about how this might translate to this or.
But I think that's why community though can be good, because I think yes. you can chase your tail wondering if you're doing something the right way.
Yes.
But you also don't want to be on the other extreme of operating in a, you know, just the echo chamber of your own mind.
Right.
It would be so neat to know more about who it was that Paul sought counsel from and the kind of conversations Ooh, they had. I don't think we'd ever have the ability to have access to knowing that.
Right. So what do you think? What could we sum up from this today? One takeaway.
Probably maybe stopping and thinking and being intentional about what you're doing.
I like that.
And considering what it is that's so attractive about a particular gospel or opinion or way of doing things. I'm wondering, it's easy to be hard on the Corinthians. You know, they didn't have the Bible written out like we do. We can just go and look stuff up. But maybe they got a little pampered and a little bit used to this stuff.
Right.
And so then it's like these preachers come that are kind of upping the whatever attractiveness of themselves. And it's easy to get pulled into that.
Very true.
But I like the whole part, though, about Paul just being very cautious.
Yes. Exactly.
Being above reproach, you know, with that kind of thing, because that would have just mired him into all kinds of arguments.
Right.
And distractions from what he was doing.
Right. And just like takes you off path mm-hmm. too fast. Well, thanks for doing this today, Hillary. So good when we can just share and try to figure out what God might be saying to us.
Even if we're figuring out while we're actually recording the podcast.
Even if we're figuring it out as we're speaking.
You brought up really
speaking.
Interesting points.
Do you want to close us out in prayer?
Dear God, thank you for giving us this example of Paul as a way to be dealing with these sort of situations. Please help us to be intentional about what we're digesting and believing, and also in how we're presenting ourselves to others. Amen.
Amen. Cool. Thanks, Hillary.
Yeah.
And
thanks,
hey,
Vicky.
Everyone, have a great day.
Bye-bye.